None are too sinful, too base, too vile, or too far gone. Don Fortner. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house." Luke 19:2-9. It is always profitable for our souls to read about the conversion of a sinner by God's omnipotent grace. It is especially profitable to read and study the stories of God's converting grace given to us in the pages of Holy Scripture. We should read them often and study them with care, asking God, the Holy Spirit, to teach us the wonders of His grace. When we read about these conversions, we find our hearts saying, "That is what the Lord has done for me." We see here the story of Zacchaeus' conversion by the Lord Jesus. He was saved by omnipotent grace. What He did for Zacchaeus, He still does for sinners today. Never cease to adore and give thanks to God our Savior for His sovereign distinguishing grace. He who has mercy on whom He will have mercy has not left us to ourselves. Grace omnipotent. Zacchaeus' conversion tells us that the grace of God that brings salvation is omnipotent and irresistible. None are too sinful, too base, too vile, or too far gone for Christ to save. His arm is not shortened that He cannot save. Oh no, His mighty arm is omnipotent in the operations of His grace. None are beyond the reach of His omnipotent mercy. Here is a notorious publican transformed into a saint. Here is a rich man made to pass through the needle's eye into the kingdom of God. Here is a covetous man transformed instantaneously into a self-sacrificing philanthropist. Our all-glorious, ever-gracious Christ is able to save to the uttermost. Here is a physician before whom none are incurable. Yes, Jesus Christ still makes the lame to walk again and causes the blind to see. Sovereign election. Salvation comes to chosen sinners because the purpose of God according to election is sure. Like you and me, Zacchaeus was a sinner by birth, a sinner by nature, a sinner by choice, and a sinner by practice. But he was distinguished from all others in the crowd that day by God's distinguishing grace, and effectually called because God had from the beginning chosen him to salvation. O my soul, roll these things over in your heart day by day. Never lose sight of them. The Son of God had His eye upon you from eternity, just as He had His eye upon Zacchaeus. You are chosen by Him in everlasting love. Ephesians 1:3-4. Your name was written in the book of life before the worlds were made. Revelation 13:8, Luke 10:20. You are one of the sheep given to the Good Shepherd by the Father from old eternity. John 10:27-29.